Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Tuesday, April 7th. We're talking about the spread of COVID-19 within the U.S., where it seems the virus has peaked, and what health officials are now saying about going to the grocery store, and what a new government report found about U.S. hospitals, plus a new vaccine in the works. The NFL goes digital, and Lady Gaga announces an all-star benefit. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a sad new milestone, but also a sign that social distancing is working. First, the United States has now reported nearly 11,000 deaths from the new coronavirus. But there is a glimmer of hope from the epicenter of this pandemic here. While about half of the deaths in the U.S. have come from New York, New York's daily death count has stayed effectively flat over the past few days. The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said it's at least a sign that restrictions in New York are working. But the state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, said it's not time to relax yet, because even if New York doesn't see new spikes in cases, it could be stuck at this plateau for a painfully long time. Remember, this is expected to be a crucial couple of weeks. Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force have predicted virus hotspots will see a peak, and communities that haven't seen a major spike yet need to act now to prevent a major outbreak in the coming weeks. Officials are even urging Americans to avoid regular trips to the grocery store or pharmacy during the height of this crisis. Instead, try to use delivery or go just once every 2 weeks or so if needed. Also of note, a new CDC analysis supports what's already been found in China, that COVID-19 is not as severe in children as it is in adults. It's the first U.S.-based data of COVID-19 in kids. It found some do get sick enough to need hospital treatment, and a few have died, but most kids will not get severely ill. Well, a new government report confirms what some healthcare workers have been saying for weeks. Hospitals are facing severe shortages. The U.S. Health Department's Inspector General, the watchdog of the department, says COVID-19 patients and hospital staff are put at risk by the lack of available protective gear. And hospital administrators are grappling with the sharp price increases for items like masks, gloves, and face shields. It also found a test kit shortage has been forcing hospitals to extend patient stays, pushing facilities even farther beyond capacities. The report was based on interviews conducted in late March at more than 320 hospitals across 46 states. But President Trump pushed back, calling the report wrong and politically motivated. He didn't offer too many details about why, but said his administration has talked with many hospitals who are meeting essential needs. Either way, the report specifically said there's a desperate need for ventilators. So it seems states are trying to help each other out. For example, since the biggest need right now is on the East Coast, states like California and Washington have loaned or returned hundreds of ventilators to the depleted national stockpile. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, one of the first world leaders diagnosed with COVID-19, has now been moved to the intensive care unit. His office says he's in the ICU as a precaution to be close to a ventilator in case he needs it. For now, he's received some oxygen and is conscious. At this point, Johnson is still in charge of the government, but he has asked the foreign secretary to take over if necessary. Back in the U.S., Wisconsin's primaries are still on, and that means hundreds of thousands of people in the state will need to make a choice: leave their house to vote or stay at home during a stay-at-home order. The state's Democratic governor tried to postpone in-person voting with an executive order yesterday. He cited lower voter turnout and the potential to spread the virus. But that idea did not sit well with Republicans on the GOP-controlled state legislature. They called it unconstitutional and said it could undermine election integrity. So they took it to the U.S. Supreme Court. And in a 5-4 vote along party lines, justices voted to keep the primaries in place. The National Guard will help run voting sites around Wisconsin, since thousands of election workers have backed out because of health concerns. Results are not expected to be released tonight, but in a recent Wisconsin poll, Senator Bernie Sanders trailed substantially behind former VP Joe Biden. Speaking of the Democratic frontrunner, Biden had a 15-minute phone call with President Trump. Biden apparently gave Trump advice for better handling the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump called it a wonderful, warm conversation. He confirmed that Biden made suggestions, but then said, quote, "That doesn't mean I agree with those suggestions." All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week. Have you tried Blinkist yet? There's a reason 12 million people are using Blinkist right now. It's a unique app with a massive and growing library of self-help, business, health, and history books. But here's the key. Blinkist gives you only the best parts of each one, the need-to-know information that you can get through in just 15 minutes. Access it on your phone, tablet, or web browser. I'll even use it for some quick motivation in the morning instead of scrolling through social media. It has popular business books from well-known people like Richard Branson. Or learn something new each day and quickly with books like For the Record by former British Prime Minister David Cameron. He even reflects on the decisions that led to Brexit. Just go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and save 25% off your new subscription. Now, back to the news. A second potential coronavirus vaccine started its first human trials this week. Business Insider reports Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and other nonprofits have poured funding into this newest project. The FDA has given Inovio Pharmaceuticals the go-ahead to try out the new vaccine on up to 40 healthy people in Philadelphia and Kansas City, Missouri. Each volunteer gets 2 doses, 4 weeks apart. If all goes well, that'll pave the way for testing on a larger scale. And if the clinical trials are successful, the company says it'll have 1 million doses on hand by the end of the year. Remember, a different vaccine began testing on people last month. And keep in mind, experts say it's still expected to take more than a year before any vaccine could be widely available to everyone. Facebook is partnering with researchers at Carnegie Mellon University to track the coronavirus in the U.S. They launched a new survey for Facebook users that asks whether they're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. Some people are already seeing the link at the top of their Facebook news feeds. It's up to you whether or not to participate, but Facebook encourages it, saying this will help health systems plan for where to send more resources. And that's not the only project Facebook is working on. It's also released new tools to provide location data to researchers. The so-called disease prevention maps help show the probability of people from different areas coming in contact with each other. The hope is that this will help experts figure out where an outbreak could pop up next. Facebook says the tools use aggregate data to protect users' privacy. Google has similar projects in the works, but the results aren't just being shared with researchers, they're made public. Google is following movements of people in more than 130 countries. The idea is to help public health officials look at how well social distancing measures are working and where new policies might be needed. Google says the info is not about individuals, just general movements. Some school districts across the country are ditching the newly popular video conferencing platform Zoom for their online learning. Administrators have voiced concerns that people have been able to hijack online classrooms and meetings, disrupting them or even showing graphic content. Remember, we've talked about this so-called Zoom bombing on the show before, and the FBI even issued a warning about it last week. The Washington Post reports the largest school district in the country, in New York City, is now asking teachers to use Microsoft Teams for video conferencing instead. Zoom says it takes privacy and security seriously and is working around the clock to help people stay connected securely. It's now provided suggested settings and guidelines for education-related users. We'll link to them in today's show notes. But the company has also admitted it's growing faster than it expected, and the platform is being used in ways the company never intended, so it's trying to keep up. The NFL draft is going virtual this year. Still, it will be held on the same days, April 23rd to 25th, despite some pushback from several team owners. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made this decision. Coaches and GMs will be working from home on the phone or internet, selecting which new football players they want on their teams. Some general managers have argued the whole draft should be delayed. They say they haven't spent enough time with their teams, so they don't know what kind of players are needed most. But now they'll have to figure out how to make it work anyway. In a typical year, the NFL draft is a made-for-TV affair with coaches, scouts, players, and executives all crowded in a venue and cameras all around. Well, the AP expects the draft will somehow still be televised, but the details aren't finalized. Some pop stars are uniting behind the coronavirus fight. The AP reports within 7 days, Lady Gaga, an advocacy organization, Global Citizen, helped raise $35 million for the World Health Organization. And now they're spearheading a star-studded virtual show. It'll help buy protective equipment for healthcare workers and provide food and shelter to those struggling during this pandemic. Gaga enlisted a bunch of friends to participate in this special, people like Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, Coldplay's Chris Martin, Billie Eilish, and Lizzo. The special is called One World Together at Home. It will air on April 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern on all major TV networks. It will also stream live on YouTube, Apple, and social media. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for our newest segment, Talk to Me Tuesday, where we want to hear your COVID-19 questions and help answer them. We'll address two different questions today because the first one has a very short answer. First, Lynn emailed this question: can mosquitoes spread the coronavirus? According to the World Health Organization, that answer is no. The WHO says there's no information or evidence to suggest this virus can be transmitted by mosquitoes. So you can relax on that front. Okay, so now to a second question sent to us from Adam on Instagram. He asked, will the new stimulus package provide benefits for people who are self-employed? If you're self-employed, an independent contractor or gig worker, you can now file for unemployment if needed. The CARES Act, that $2.2 trillion stimulus package passed by Congress, expanded who is eligible for those benefits. It also provides an extra $600 a week for up to 4 months. Be warned, some states are pretty backed up, so it might be a while before you get the money. Besides unemployment, you can also now apply for a small business loan through two programs, the Paycheck Protection Program and the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL. Parts of both loans may be forgiven, so you don't actually have to pay all of the money back necessarily. Be prepared. There have been some reported delays and confusion about those as well. And definitely do your own research about what's right for you and your situation. All right, thanks to everyone who sent in questions. We'll be answering at least one new question a week. If you have one to ask, you can send it to us on Twitter or Instagram. Search The Newsworthy to find us, or email your question to staff@thenewsworthy.com. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening and for sharing the show. As always, you can find the links and sources for all of today's stories in your podcast app or at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.